Peace, family. Welcome to another episode of Fresh Feral Entertainment. We're your host. I'm Horace the Feral.
I'm Don the Ascended.
And I'm Rod the Guy. And we back at you with another banger.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is the premiere of Season 3. We appreciate y'all for waiting. We appreciate all the views we've accumulated since then. And we know we're going to bump it up another notch this season. You know, the views look good. We got plays all around the world. Everything just looking great. And it's all thanks to all the viewers and stuff. So we just want to shout y'all out one more time. You know what I'm saying?
It's much appreciated.
Facts.
Much love.
New change to the show. We're going to start doing bi-monthly drops every month.
Every 2 months.
Oh, okay. But I was thinking bi-weekly. I was like, is that 2 times a week?
I think that's semi-weekly.
Yeah, that's that.
Gotcha. That sounds stupid, too. We're going to drop 2 times a month to give all the fans longer episodes, you know what I'm saying, with more content to endure versus dropping stuff consecutively week by week by week. It's a new change, but it's going to be a welcome change. So, you know what I'm saying? We glad y'all here with us for the change. We know y'all going to like it and enjoy the content still. And without further ado, we're going to kick off this season with another banger for sure, for sure. So, the topic of this episode, you read the title, it's called The Ego Humanity Complex. And we've touched on things like mastering your ego before multiple times, but in this episode, we're still tackling the ego, but we're also taking another approach that will be more beneficial and it's easier to use and digest for the people, you know. And you might not resonate with all this content. You might, as we all say, you know, eat the meat, spit out the bones, you know what I'm saying? But let's get on in, you know what I'm saying? So, get notes out. Open the journal of truth, you know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, just start off the conversation. What is the ego humanity complex? You know, let's break that down. Ego, humanity, and complex. What does all that mean?
Well, I think the first thing we got to do is deconstruct what the ego is to really understand this conversation we're about to have. You know what I'm saying? We got to take a step back and, like, reevaluate what ego is. Like, ego is just the personification. You know what I'm saying? It's not real, per se.
Like time? Similar time?
No, because time, you could debate about it, and there's tangible evidence to
time. Time is, like, well, I guess they're both kind of similar in the sense that they're a construct that we've
come to understand.
But yeah, when I'm talking about ego humanity, the best way to compare it to is like religion, how religion affects your subconscious. It's like how the religion is just a belief that people hold value. The ego is similar to it. We've given it life. You know what I'm saying? Just how people give it. It's almost like, okay, how most mythological stories are tools for how to understand how those people lived how to transcend. Right, it's metaphorical in a sense.
Through my research, you know, it's good you said that, because a lot of times, like, when I think of the ego, or a lot of times in the past when I've thought of the ego, I've thought of it as this one thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is the ego. It's this one kind of like singular being within us or within our psyche, but you know, I came to learn that it's multiple parts to the ego that make the ego what it is.
Same.
So, like, first part I want to talk about is the persona, because you mentioned what we give the energy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The persona being what we show to other people, what we give the energy to express. You know, the parts of us that we choose to express. But in that same sentence, if you're choosing to express certain parts of yourself, you're also choosing to repress certain parts of yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, looking at that and getting a better understanding of it is, I think, essential to understanding the ego.
Well, see, also, to think about it as the way when I was watching this podcast over some Buddhist principles, they were going over how, when you think about it, if I've asked you, who are you? People are going to say different things, right? Let's start with the physical, right? Like, people are going to type for the physical features. You know, if you man, you know, your body type, height, all that stuff, female, you know, facial features, whatever, right? But if you was to lose your body part, you're still you, correct?
Right.
If you was to cut off your hands right now, you're still Donovan Henderson. You still who you are, correct?
Right.
Okay, right. So let's go deeper, bro. So what part of your body would you lose that we check the people would think you won't be you anymore, right?
Well, that's actually a good question. Hold on.
I mean, okay.
If you was to lose that part, what most people say, if you lose that part, you're not you anymore.
I would say your face. Like, if you had a face transplant. I feel like I watched a movie like that before, bro. Like,
you know, it's funny because, like, I tell people the ego is the image you put on. Like, when you wake up in the clothes you put on, you're expressing a persona.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. That's not you. And I tell people that there's no real weight of the ego, because if you did, you would hear about it when you die. Mm-hmm. So I tell people the ego is nothing but another Messiah complex. It's no different than your stories of Jesus, Allah, Yahweh, et cetera, et cetera. It's another crutch to, like, you know, blame shit on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people be like, oh, the devil did that. And people use ego the same way. Be like, yeah, that's just me. That's just my ego talking. You know what I'm saying? They use it as another way to blame their own shit when they just ain't work on nothing. And so, this leads to that your ego being a contrivance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
what that mean?
You know.
Look at this man.
Hold on.
No, the first question. Boy, the look on his face.
He said, hold on. I was ready for that one.
Hold on.
Oh, God.
I was like, I hope they get this before I got to explain it. Even, what is that? So, when I say contrivance, it's almost like having something dual in nature, but still opposite towards that.
Okay.
When I say that, it's because, but think of the ego as everything that you like to say. Oh, I blame that on my ego. I acted like this because my ego was inflated. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It basically means the ego being a contrivance is that the suffering outside of you is only... there is no suffering outside of yourself other than the stuff that you impose on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, so here's an example, right? Say... okay. Say you got two systems, right?
Okay.
You got your ego... and you got this old GPS system, like the OG GPS system, you know what I'm saying?
But analog.
However,
compass.
Yeah.
This old GPS system is what's making you make the wrong turn. Well, no, let's switch it the other way. The ego is just ego, because that's your first guidance system in your body. That's like, if someone asks you a question, that's the first response you would... that's the first thing that comes to your mind. That's your ego, right?
Yes.
Let's say... not say the old GPS. Let's say the new GPS system. And so, imagine your ego as the old GPS system. Mm-hmm. So, let's say the old GPS system is OG, and it's not as many tricks, so it just gives you straight, clear-cut directions without adding extra stuff like traffic or whatever. And let's just say the OG GPS system gets you to where you go effectively. But the new GPS system's telling you to do twists and turns all the time. And you just like, man, I ain't never seen this way before. I just go...
just making stuff complicated.
Right. And so, this old GPS system represents... well, the new GPS system represents, like, your own suffering. So, it's the contradictions created by your mind or telling you to... fix stuff that might seem inappropriate in a way. So let's say, like...
okay, so I see what you're saying. So, like, if we're looking at the persona, right, in the ego, and we're looking at what we project, right? We're projecting that because in whatever social setting that we're in,
right,
we like, understand that it's certain things that are appropriate for norms. That setting, right? Yeah. The norms for that setting.
So let's just say, I don't know, let's just say you talk about, like, someone passing. And let's just say let's say he was a bad person, and the first neck on your arm was, man, fuck that dude.
Right.
But... that's your raw emotion. That's how you truly feel. Mm-hmm. But then this old GPS system, which is that ego complex, the humanity, is telling you, no, that's not nice. You shouldn't do that.
Right.
And that's telling you to control yourself. But that is the subliminal mind control that that the ego is. Because like we said in our Mastering the Ego episode, the ego's only idea is to survive. Mm-hmm. There is no humanity without the ego. Humanity itself is the ego.
That makes perfect sense, because if you look at humans in social settings, if your main purpose is to survive. You're going to do what you need to do to create as little conflict as possible.
There we go. The ego only goal is to survive. It's no different than the human. That is the humanity. So think about it like this. You know, when you tell yourself, let me put my ego to the side, you ain't even shut your ego up. Your ego said, let me be quiet so he think he in control, right? Okay. So that's going to shut him up, and that's going to make him think he got it, right? You know, like when you got like two superheroes, but you know that one dude bad on the low. So he just following homie. He just waiting for his time to strike. And so that makes the ego the greatest liar. Right? Because like I said, when we're born, what's your initial thing? The first thing you do when you come out of the womb is breathe. You trying to survive. Your ego has that same concern to survive. And it only exists in your mind, nowhere else.
And it's crazy you say that, because as I'm thinking about it, like at first I'm thinking, you know, it's not a bad thing that your mind is telling you, oh, you shouldn't just, you know, say, fuck this dude that just died at a funeral.
Right.
You know, that's a good thing. You're helping yourself out. But you got to understand that it's a lot of situations in which we have these preconceived notions of what's appropriate in a situation about stuff that don't matter in that situation. You feel me? So then that's when I feel like that's when it becomes a problem, because now you are repressing parts of yourself that you don't need to because you just trying to fit the mold of something you think is appropriate for that situation.
Right. Something that doesn't even exist.
Exactly. Like, for example, I've talked to my boss about this before at work. But he was saying how he asked me, do I know what code switching is? And I was like,
of course.
I was like, I'm black. Of course I know what that is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then, you know, he was pretty much telling me that he hated how we felt like we had to code switch as black people in professional environments.
I had a mentor like that as well.
But then that goes to the ego, because it's like, who told you to do that?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's purely ego. Like, the fact that, you know,
like you had to,
assimilate.
Exactly. And that's what I was telling him. I was like, you know, I come to work, I still wear my do-rags. You know, I'm still wearing my J's. I'm still doing everything. Because, like, at the end of the day, I'm going to do me regardless. Like, I wear J's to the school-wide internship job fair, bro.
I wear flip-flops to your
funeral. Exactly.
You don't get mad at me.
Super chilling.
The ego doesn't have an agenda, no rule book. It's just here to live. And so, like I tell you, when people say, let me put my pride to the side, let me put my ego to the side, it's just going to go with you in your mind, because now you're playing tricks on yourself. Now you're going in loops, because the ego just like, all right, shit, let him do what he's going to do. Let me shut up. But then you see it always coming back, right? Because you ain't never really shut it up. It just shut itself up for the moment being. And that's the greatest catch. That makes it the greatest liar. Ain't no tricks. That's the real joker. You see what I'm saying?
And that's the thing. You know, the greatest liars are the ones that
you tell yourself.
So, like,
that works.
That's why you got, even if you look into the societal aspect, I got people telling some, well, I'm here just to help black people and stuff like that. That's a bullshit. Everybody here for their own self. Ain't nobody here to help other people get out of here. You here to help yourself. If in your own chart and journey, it specifically says that people will follow you because of what you did, that is a whole different situation. But no one is here to help other people. Because your soul leaves by itself. It don't leave with people.
I say, you don't come here with nobody else. You don't leave with nobody else, really. Like, you can't breathe for nobody else. Your heart don't beat for nobody else.
Right.
In his scenario, I feel like either he wanted the esteem or like honor of it, be like, oh yeah, he helped a bunch of people, or he wanted like the self, just like the self, not motivator. What's the term? Like, he needed to feel better about himself.
Gratification.
Yeah, that's it. Like, he wanted other people to praise him for what he's done, or he wanted to feel like, oh, because I did this, I'm a good person, or at least I fit what I want to be, type shit.
I mean, that's a hard construct to get out of, though, because everybody has those psychological structures in their mind for what they believe is, what they believe evil is, what they believe a good, like, you know
facts,
what I'm saying?
Because I tell people, and people, like, I once told someone, I said, it's not that I don't have a moral concept. And so even though it's not, you know, technically real, but I said the concepts of good and evil are not real. I said, if a star blows up and a star is in that same star that blew up, that supernova is now a nebula forming another star, is you going to say it was bad that it blew up?
Nah, that's facts. Like, in nature is like that in general. Right. Like, a lot of times, you know, I like to watch a lot of nature documentaries.
Nah, facts.
I'm with you. Nature,
you know,
I do that all the time, bro.
Planet.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you know,
as long as Will Smith ain't narrating, he always
bro, David Attenborough? Yeah. Hey, that's my guy. Anybody that know him that's listening, all right, if you know Dave Attenborough, you're a real one, bro. He's fine. But anyways, I be watching, and you know me, I love researching apex predators. Like, I think those are the coolest animals ever. Mm. And people are always like, yo, why do you love, like, jaguars and lions and tigers? Like, they just be killing stuff. I'm like,
ain't that what they're supposed to?
I'm about to say, so if he don't kill, he don't eat. Then if he don't eat, his kids don't eat. The cubs don't eat. They starve. Right. You know what I'm saying? And then if all the lions and if all the predators die, herbivores go out of control. Mm. Now they eating everything up. Now they eventually die because of starvation. Now the whole ecosystem out of whack. I was like, you got to take your emotions out of it.
Right.
You got to look at it for what it is. Like, this is how it's supposed to work. You feel me?
You think? Oh, I was about to say, tell me that. Like, for example, do you realize, like, based on, like, you know, just like shows, movies, whatever in general, based on how they paint the main character, you'll see as the good guy. Because in Lion King, Apex Predator, they're literally eating the deer the whole movie. But you're like, oh no, they're the good guys. Meanwhile, they go to like a Buzz Life or something like that, or the ant bully. They're like, oh my God, how is he picking on the little guy? It's based on who they paint is the, what's it called, protagonist and how we feel about them.
It's all
like
that perspective.
And I think this is the good part, because this is how you can test the individual spirituality, right? And so you do this to see if their humanity or their ego is on top of it, if it reigns supreme. And so, and see if, like, basically what you're doing is to see if their spirit is able to listen through all the humanity. So by telling, let's say someone listening to this trying to learn some information, I can tell you to fuck off and leave me alone, and you stupid, you don't know nothing, right? Mm-hmm. That might sound harsh to someone.
Yeah.
And the ego and humanity going to want you to fight back, and it might make you give up. But if you know this is just a spiritual journey, that's not going to phase you in any way, shape, or form. Those just words, you're going to sit there and be like,
no, homie had a bad day, or fuck right? Everybody.
That will only phase you if you know you ain't doing the work. If you know you really bullshitting the work. It wouldn't affect you.
A hit dog will holler.
Right. Yeah. So if I said, man, you stupid, you don't know what you're talking about, you're going to react if you know you don't know what you're talking about. Or if you know you just spitting nonsense or repeating what people say, or you ain't never did no research or did your own studies, but someone who knows is not going to let it phase on one. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, you know when people, you know the little stereotype when people be like, man, that's y'all niggas. And you be like, man, what y'all mean,
by y'all? Like,
to me, I never care because I know if I'm y'all or not. And I'd be like, man, I know you ain't talking about me. So I'm just chilling.
Right. I if I know something ain't about me, I'm like, bro, it ain't got nothing to do with me. And if I know something is about me, I'm like, shit.
Also, if I get grouped up talking about you people. Oh.
I think a perfect example of this mindset is like, or this display of whether the humanity, and like I said, I'm going to keep saying the humanity is the ego. So that's what I mean when I say the humanity. If the humanity reigns supreme, it's like, people that have to, you like, oh yes, queen, oh yes, king. No one should have to call you a king or queen because it speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying? When you walk in the room, everybody already knows, okay, that's a king, that's a queen, that's a god, that's a goddess. No one has to tell you.
I feel like
it yourself.
I feel like nobody should have to confirm that for you.
Right.
Like, you know, some people just like to hear it, but nobody, it should never be to the point where hearing somebody else tell you that
is your confirmation.
Right, it's like, okay, I know. It's like, nah. Bro.
And it's like, that look for validation, it shows the insecurities. That shows that you is not spiritual at all, or you is not tapped in because you're looking for the validation that comes with the, that validation comes with the spirituality. Mm-hmm. A king does not have to look and say, hey, call me a king real quick.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or be like, I'm a king. You can say it to yourself in your head. That's fine. But no one should have to confirm it for you. People shouldn't even have to say it because it speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, no one says, man, Jay-Z, you rich. Because
everybody knows.
It's a type of energy that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
Understood. Like, even then, it just that the aura of that boss mentality that he got, like the businessman that he is, like everybody know. Mm-hmm. You see Jay-Z, it's like, okay, words don't need to be said.
You know what I'm saying? You know a guy enter the room because you feel it. Mm-hmm. You feel it. And like, that's the ego wanting you to hear it. Just, you supposed to let that shit go. If you're able to detach yourself from wanting to hear that validation, the ego, you feed in the ego. The ego wants to hear that. It makes it feel good. It makes you believe in humanity. Mm-hmm. It's the same way when people say, when you die, you can't take it. Mm-hmm. The ego not going to follow you. It's just going to make you keep coming back here.
But at the same time, speaking about Jay-Z, do you realize, even though you don't have to say it, in most songs he produced, you either hear he's rich and he married Beyonce. It's like his two biggest things that come up every time, though. So it's
if I was Jay-Z, I would brag about them two things, too. Like,
yeah.
Rap billionaire and you got Beyonce. If I needed something to rap about,
I got it.
Right, I might as well.
And really, when I tell people that whole mindset, when you doing the humanity versus spirituality test, it's pretty much like, if you know you God, you can do whatever you want simply because you said so. Mm-hmm. And this isn't for me to try to convince you. I'm just showing you how convinced I am that I am a God. You know what I'm saying? I'm just showing you how convinced I am in relation to you. You might not be as convinced that I'm a God, but it doesn't matter what you think. That's the whole point.
It's intrinsic.
Intrinsic. Mm-hmm. You know you're a God, so that's all that matters. I don't eat meat, but I can eat a piece of pork and be fine the next day. I promise you, bro. Because I know ain't nothing can touch me. Bro, nothing can faze me.
I literally gotten to the point, you know, and previously in my life, I used to think that so much of what I did has so much effect on everything. My life, in my physicality, and everything.
But that's only if you let it.
Exactly.
You have to choose to. That means if I say, if I eat that, I'm going to be terrible tomorrow. I'm like, well, you said it. You're speaking it into existence. That's the humanity. A God going to be like, think about it. When you think about a guy, Jesus, right? The story of Jesus. That man turning water to wine. You think he fazed by anything? If you turn water to wine, this brick is a block. This brick is steel now. Like, anything is possible. So, this GMO nonsense. First of all, GMO is some real fucked up shit. They got y'all in the loophole. Mm-hmm. But this GMO burger ain't going to have no effect on me.
Sometimes, it'd be the most unhealthy shit. And I'd be like, man, I'm finna eat this. And finna go to the gym and go crazy. Yeah.
Eat this, and I'm like, man, this is a banana. Because I done made it that way, right? A good example, right? They show this to you in movies all the time. The character known as Firestorm. If you watch The Flash, he has a power to manipulate elements. You know what I'm saying? By will, he can turn a brick of gold into some carbon. He can turn carbon into a brick of gold, so forth and so on. But this is all to show that being convinced in yourself that you was a God is all it takes. And some people, you just saying you a God because you need to hear it from something because you do not believe it yourself.
And I like to stress, I like to talk about this too. Mm-hmm. Saying that you're a God, that's not trying to inflate your ego, because saying you're a God, a lot of people take that as you're trying to say you're above somebody else.
But you know above what?
That's what I said. Everybody is a God.
Everybody's a God.
We really all equal. People not knowing. Like, I be telling people, I'm like, bye, I'm a God. You're a God. We're all gods. You know what I'm saying? We are all God. Mm-hmm. Themselves, whatever your personification of it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop looking for that power outside of you. That power is within you. That power is within everybody. You just got to understand how to rediscover it and tap into it. You feel me? So, somebody like me, like, if I say, oh, I'm a God, a lot of people get offended. They're like, man, you can't say that. Like, that's hearsay. You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to say that. Like, why?
But see, I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't even say that. I'm going to tell you why that deals into the ego, too. But first, before I go, that's going to be a good segment of this episode. Before we get that, remember, the ego is still a tool to be utilized. And so when you feed the ego, it's like giving a baby to a bottle, but a bottle to a baby. You know what I'm saying? You're giving a bottle to a baby. You got to feed and nurture your ego. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And a lot of ego has to do with the frequency of others, right? And we can see this because take over
right
here.
Right
here.
Yeah. Okay. While he's thinking, let me pose y'all a question, bro. Okay, so ego exists in here, correct? In mind, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so think about this. If you were to lose your memories, all of them, an extreme dementia, are you still you?
If you lose your entire sense of self and every construct,
I'm going to something specifically. Your memories, yes, you like you, your personality, your natural person, all that same, but you can't remember your memories. If you are
that's not even a physical phenomenon. If you want to get into that, that's people's mind getting lost in the dua after looking for stuff. Especially if you ever read the Kang Chronicles, it's written by a pilgrim or whatever. But you're trying to throw some gems in there.
But still, would you consider you yourself if you couldn't remember things?
Honestly,
well, let me give the example, right? in the story of the Kane Chronicles, they were trying to resurrect Ra, and Ra was in a state of retardation. He was still Ra, but they just had to give him his power back. Just mm-hmm. because he didn't remember doesn't mean you're not you at exactly. all. His power still relies with them. It was just the, okay, Ra's a god. Here's the perfect example. Ra was a god. He just didn't remember he was a god. That does not change the fact that you was a god.
Okay, okay.
But that is the state everyone is in. They do not remember they is God, so you are in this state of mental retardation, in a sense.
Yo, I be reading, like, online theories and stuff mm-hmm. about existence itself and life, you know, just for your shits and giggles. And there's this one theory I read, and it's about how every time we come back to this physical plane, like, when we die, mm-hmm. and then, you know, when we're in whatever other dimension that lies outside of this physical plane, okay. it's like, we're told everything that we're going to go through in this life. Like, we're told everything that's true about ourselves, all the power that we have. And when we come back, all that knowledge is lost.
You just forget it, you know, every time?
You just forget every time. And pretty much the journey is getting back to the realization but that it ain't, so no.
I don't want to say it's lost. I want to say it's stored away because...
I mean, that's what I mean. Yeah, like, yeah. It's like imagine
it's called,
you get...
It's called the genetic memory bank. And this is why certain stories, see, I got a, ooh, don't let me.
Bro, it's like a video game. Like, when you first start a video game and you got mm-hmm. shit that you see you got, it's just not there. Like, it's yeah. not unlocked.
And then exactly, you, the battery yeah, exactly. died, and I got to start over. And I'm like, I know I have lasers. I know how to do the move already. Like,
right. Dang, I'm trying to think of a good, okay. The first Assassin's Creed game is perfect. Mm-hmm. The first Assassin's Creed game ever. You start off like murdering everybody, knowing all the combos, but then you get demoted because of a mistake he makes, and you have to learn every single skill again. I'm talking about like throwing knives.
Wait, so how opening, to hide. Opening your full assassin, then you yes, take you back down to your simple.
Because you get demoted because of something, ill assassination, you lose like all skill in the game. Like,
damn.
You can't even like run.
I miss like, a kill.
You gotta blend in to the highest extent, and that's that thing. But before we get to that, I was going to make another point about like how your ego is a representation of your frequency that you're on. And like, this is how church work, right? Mm-hmm. You got people like Creflo Dollar, you know, and TD Jakes and all these people. But the idea is you're going to still have these people clapping away regardless of what they did or what they got in the news simply because the frequency they're on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's why you're still going to have people in the chat. Creflo. And what it shows with people like Creflo and TD Jakes, their ego is coming out because they have to convince you. The idea of you having to convince someone is a show of that you don't fully believe what you're saying and the insecurity in it you have.
You need because, confirmation.
Okay, this is perfect. If you know something is right, why do you have to prove it? That's like, you know, when you, like, the math teacher asked you if the question, did they answer the question wrong?
If I answer the question wrong, but you know you did it right?
Right. And they would tell you, and you would be like, I guess. And they'd be like, nah, it was right. But see, why you feel like you need to convince them? You know what I'm saying? The whole idea of the church is that those people are on that frequency or that level, meeting with them. That's why it resonates with them. You resonate to wherever you at. You know what I'm saying? And I tell people again and again, the information we given is not because it's to help you, but at the same time, we do not care if you believe us or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I want people to understand that if you come and say, man, I think y'all talking nonsense. You think we going to stop? You think we going to cry? They ain't got nothing to do with us.
That's my thing. Like, if you really feel like you're presenting information that's beneficial to people, you shouldn't feel the need to prove you are who you say you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, your actions are gonna prove it for you. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And if people are questioning that, I mean, your actions should be able to disprove any questions that are being brought upon.
Mm-hmm. You know, now I'm gonna take it back to what you stated earlier in reference to when people people were asking you. What did you say? You said when people were asking you certain things and you...
When people say like...
When you call yourself a god and stuff like that.
And people mm-hmm. say, oh, you're not supposed to say that.
And you would say, why? This is why I say you shouldn't even say that, right? Because then that is a protrusion of your ego coming out. Because arguments, the sole arguments is just egos itself. Because mm-hmm. think about it like this. Anyone coming at you with a question like that wants an argument. That's the whole sake of the question, right?
Mm-hmm.
So That is people waiting because they do not believe in what they're saying. That's why you're going back and forth to try to prove something, because they don't fully believe in what they say. Like, and I tell you, you can fool someone. You just had just the easiest way to show their ego and to prove that you is a god.
Mm-hmm.
You tell them they right. Right? If someone comes up to you, say for instance, you say, "Nah, I don't vote." And they be like, "Man, you should vote. Voting is great." They waiting for you to rebuttal and say, "Man, I don't believe in it," because they ready for the argument. If you say, "Man, you right. Maybe I'm going to think about it." Now what?
They're
going to be sitting there.
Oh.
They still going to be just as ready to fight, but they're not going to have nothing else to say.
They're going to be split.
Their ego
first,
was
believe.
Ready for that. You see what I'm saying?
They didn't believe that was that easy.
Like, that's true, because, you know, I'm more mature now. But back when I first started this journey, like, especially in high school.
Right.
I would get in a hell of arguments. Like, mm-hmm. It was one time I was literally arguing against the entire class.
Yep, whole teppery.
Bro, about...
the whole teppery.
Literally, I was arguing about Jesus. I was asking everybody, I was like, "Is Jesus white or black?" And everybody kept saying, "Black." I'm like, "Bro, the media portrays him as a white man." I was like, I don't care what you think he is. I'm talking about just... what do most people think Jesus looks like? I was like, "Look up Jesus on Google right now. What you gonna see?" I got a whole class like trying to, you know, demonize me to go to hell and everything. And I'm going back and forth. And I look back now, I'm like, "Bro, I literally just be like, 'Bro, y'all
right.'"
Like, I don't argue with nobody.
Think about it. If you would have told them in that moment, "Y'all right," think about where they would have been left. Befuddled. They would have been sitting there without even knowing how to further the conversation. Because at that point, you've proved you on a higher level than them, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's how you know people are coming in for an argument and they don't believe what they believe. Because I promise y'all, try it. I've tried it recently. If you tell someone they right, they ain't gonna have nothing else to say. "Lady came to me at work. The prices on that are wrong. I know..." She's talking about something. "This is on sale. I seen the ticket back there. I know it ain't true because I took the ticket down the morning." And I was like, "You know what? You're right." And I was like, "Such and such, are the tickets up there?" "No, they are not." She said, "Yes, they are." She said, "Do you mind taking a picture?" Came up just like, "That's crazy." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the fact is, they came for the argument. Their energy, that was their ego protruding them. You engaging in arguments is your ego itself.
Plus, I feel like that does nothing to spread love. Like, I feel like that's what my ultimate goal is, just spread love.
That's you. See, when you engage in arguments, you're trying to convince not only them, but yourself about something you truly don't believe. Like, when people argue about history, "No, the blacks were here. No, the Moors were there. No, this, that. Because you probably don't believe it yourself. If you believed it, you wouldn't have to fight about it.
And if you believe it, convincing somebody else helps to further prove to yourself that, it's like,
that you might be wrong. Yeah. Right. And so if you truly believe it, you can just say, "You know what? You're right." Guess what? Because I'm telling you, if you tell someone they're right, now what? They can't say nothing. They won't say nothing. Mm-hmm.
It's easier to defend when you're with the mass population. Like, we're at the popular opinion. Like, that's really how it goes. So.
And an important thing, that's probably the most important thing. Another way you can see a level where you're at in terms of, like, the ego and spirituality is through the questions you ask people. Certain questions will show that you don't... A lot of the ego has to do with about, you know, convincing yourself. Mm-hmm. So, like, when certain people come to my DMs, they ask me, "Yo, what kind of things, practices do you meditate on, this, or that?" They come looking for, like, a specific method. And they will say, "I do this. Is this correct?" And I would say, "Probably not, because you don't believe in it." There is no one rule book, no run method. Everybody
no
has
concrete
whatever method works for you, works for you. If you said, "I put it on my altar," and that's all you did, that probably was going to work. But because you came and asked me, it won't work because you do not believe in it. Mm-hmm. Your ego is... The ego is also telling you that your metaphysics side isn't true, that you BS, and that's why you asking other people. Because the method that resonates with you, that helps you tap into yourself at the highest frequency, it's going to be telling you, ask someone else. Or you should be doing what you saw that person on Instagram do to distract you from your own self.
That's one reoccurring... You got it?
No, you got it.
No, I was saying, one recurring theme through all these different podcasts we're doing, the mind is that powerful. If your mind believes something is correct, if your mind believes something will happen, it will convince the rest of your system and things around you that things will happen.
And I tell people, to break that human cycle, you have to stop trying to convince people. Arguing is really the biggest... That's probably the biggest thing when it comes to ego. The moment you can tell someone, "All right, cool, you got this," and you realize... Because see... I'm going to lead into another thing, but let me go ahead and talk about this, especially with the type of information I receive. I remember over the summer, I was talking to Well, I was talking to two deities. Well, no. One deity. And I lost the connection to them trying to, like, I was looking for, when I got the message, I'm going to tell y'all the story about it, but when I got the message, I was like, I know this is right. But I knew I didn't truly believe it because I was waiting for other people to mention it. Mm-hmm. When I experienced it, I was waiting for, like, other people who talk about this stuff, like, anybody else want to hear it? That's because I truly didn't believe it. And I remember I had a meeting with Cthulhu. And I remember this is why he gave me the dream, but he cut off connection with me after a few days when he saw that I was trying to look like confirmation that I was talking to him. Nigga, ain't too many big squid-faced things you're going to see in your dreams. Mm-hmm. I remember I was standing on the ground. He was just monumental. And we were just looking at each other for like minutes, just staring. And I was like, I receive it. And mm-hmm. in that moment when I woke up, I wrote it down. But I ain't have to write it down because it was that vivid. I remembered it. So I knew I was supposed to remember it. But and he was telling me who I really was, my primal self, etc. when I tapped in. But me and him was communicating for like about a week. But I was waiting for like other people who talk about the stuff to go ahead and express it. And that's when I lost connection. Then the next day, someone started talking about it. And that let me realize, I said, okay. I said, because I was too busy waiting to see if someone else believed me or if someone else experienced it, I ruined my own chances to go deeper in it myself. Mm. And the last time, and you can tell, as I say, you can tell the level of people's where they at based upon the question they asked. So though I might believe I was at a high level, that when I realized I lost connection is when I realized, okay.
Everybody got work to do.
I got work to do.
That's crazy, bro. You had a dream about a giant squid face man for a week?
And you just kept looking at each other. Another thing, another dream I have, this can also show you your level. This is another deity. I told this to you years ago. Of course, y'all know my stage name is Horus the Pharaoh. There's a reason why it's Horus the Pharaoh and not Horus the Elder, Horus the Great. Because sometimes when certain deities talk to you in dreams, they give you alternate names. Every deity got like 500 names. Of course, and the thing is, you see how people be calling themselves like Amun Ra, all that type of stuff. You're sharing the energy of that god through the name. So when a deity gives you an extension of their name, they're giving you an extension of the power that no one else has. Ain't nobody else called Horus the Pharaoh for a reason. He gave me that name so I can use and tap in specifically to that power for myself. You see what I'm saying? Ain't no one else out here Horus the Pharaoh.
And it's true, because like even when you look and do the research, the ancient Egyptian mythology, like Horus the Protector.
Horus the Elder. Yeah, Horus exactly. The Wise.
They be all three different people, but it's the same God.
Yes, and there's different names because when you would lend him your power, when he would lend you your power, he would give you a different name so you could latch onto that energy. But he gave me a name. When I looked up, there is no... And there's no story in which he's called Horus the Pharaoh, which is why I said, okay, he gave me that name specifically for me to channel him when I need it. You see what I'm saying? That gave me a specific access to the power. That understanding helps one get rid of their ego because you're listening, right? And that goes back to the listening thing I was saying. And from there, I wanted to dive into there's two ways you can listen and how information is divided in between the body. When things go in through your brain, that's your ego listening to the knowledge and using it against you. Because when the information goes to your brain, that's how you find yourself that little crazy nigga outside talking about some. We were the first black people. Like, not come saying on, you the, can't talk about it or know. The Hotep nigga. The Hotepery. Okay. That's you out there trying to prove to people and convince people, mainly. And that's when you having arguments with people, like you said in high school. That's when you find yourself arguing with people, talking, nah, we was here. Nah, we did that. That's when it goes to your brain. But when the information goes to your heart, that's when you start having transformations.
You internalize it.
Right, because you find a connection to it. That's why when you read certain mythological stories, it resonates with you.
Facts.
On a different level, because it's going to your heart. It's helping your heart rate go lighter. Right. Because your body is finding a connection to it, and that's going into your genetic memory bank. But the moment it goes to your mind, that's when you find yourself talking about some, yeah, we was the real people. And you got yourself get into the base with people. Bro. Especially when you know the person is on the opposite side, because you don't believe it yourself.
And literally, looking at my own spiritual journey, I found the most growth to happen when I was able to just get the information and take the information in and pretty much just sit on it and
right,
you know, think about it to myself. You know what right. I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to prove it to anybody else. I'm not trying to, you know what I'm saying, do anything extra with it. Like, I'm literally just taking the information and applying it to myself. You know what I'm saying? And doing that over time, I feel like I my spiritual growth was exponential in that time, because first starting off, and it's crazy because you literally feel different. Like, you know when you just looking at life is so differently. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I literally can understand the difference in my mentality from back then, when I thought that whenever I came upon information, I thought I needed it to share.
Tell people.
Yeah,
right.
I thought, man, I needed to share. I thought everybody needed to know this. I thought,
and that was going to your brain, mm-hmm. because that was the ego just saying, oh, got him. Oh, got him again. And this way, it was like, we're going to make sure he don't fully believe it, because that's what's going to keep him out here fighting, trying to mm-hmm. argue with people. Mm-hmm. Versus now, when it goes straight to your heart chakra and you do the heart chakra work, you know if it reaches you. Y'all know me. As y'all know, the listeners know, the game Smite is what really formulated this podcast. Mm-hmm. But Don and Rod both know that I was talking about Horus coming in the game years before they even thought about Horus coming in the game. And that's because the first time I read the story of Horus and Set, it resonated with me on a different level. I said, yo, this story, this kind of heat. And I just knew it was something about the story that resonated with me. And it wasn't even about Set. It was mainly, I was always focused on Horus specifically. I was like, why does this resonate with me? And that's when I had soon got that message, Horus the Pharaoh. And that's when I had that talking with him, and he gave me that extension to his name. And it's another book that's good on that. I think it's called The Dictionary of Ancient Deities. And basically, you can look up a deity and you'll have, like, all the names that the deity went under. And mm-hmm. those are those extensions sometimes. So sometimes you might hear a deity or a deity you ain't never heard of before in your life. And that could just be, okay, say, just how Horus gave me the name. He told me to use Horus the Pharaoh. That's not no name ever used or given his identity, therefore that's an extension. Sometimes the deities are reaching out to you, giving you different names, like I'm trying to think of a good one. There's like, okay, especially with Yoruba tribes, you got like the guy Yemoja, but she has like five different names at least in the Yoruba history. So those are all extensions to which you can use her energy. And if she gives you one, that's the one she's telling you, use this one. I'm gonna lend you my power for this name. I'm gonna let you use my power for this name. Like, I think the goddess Neith has like an entirely different name in the Egyptian mythos. It's not even close. It's something like,
isn't it like way longer or something?
It starts with an S. That's the best I can tell you. It starts with an S for sure. It's not Sekhmet, but it's,
that's the cat, the panther goddess.
Yeah, but it's another one that starts with an S, and she was the Nile River god, and Neith was the world weaver, and it was the same thing but a different name. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so the best thing that I could tell you, viewers, to help, and when it comes to advice, the first step would be to stop arguing with people. The moment you can tell someone they are right and keep it moving, you already won the battle. I told people, the moment someone gets your emotions, you've already lost the fight. And people still to this day will not understand that statement from me, and that's perfectly fine. It's not my job to teach them. I wasn't here to teach you anyway. I just wanted to talk about some information I think is useful for people.
Masaka said the greatest power you can give another man is how you feel about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Damn. That's true, bro. That's so true. Like, if you give somebody the power to change how you think about who you are, that's why I'd be telling folks, bro. You can't let nobody else in this world tell you who you are. Like, right. Your opinion is the only opinion mm-hmm. that should matter to you. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is just like, bro, that's outside. And even sometimes your own opinion about yourself can betray you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You sometimes just gotta sit back and like, bro, your thoughts betray you.
And what we talking about here is real magic, nigga. This is real. Ain't no Black Lives Matter over here. This black magic matters. You see what I'm saying?
Don't cast the spell.
This is the, again, this is the ego humanity complex. The ego feeds off of you trying to be a part of humanity, you trying to include all this stuff, you worried about white versus black, or we need to be together as a people or a community. Because I often tell people, what will it be when you die? When you die, you gonna be thinking about that? If you still think about that when you die, you failed. You know what I'm saying? When you pass, you should not be thinking, you should not be in the afterlife talking about some, did we win? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's you just stuck in a doo-wop. Or you just gonna come back in a baby or some shit and just be fucked up again.
This is my last life here.
You know what I'm saying? You might come back. You might come back in
a carrot.
Or see, your ego is so, your ego strive to survive. You might come back and put you in a white body just so it can thrive here longer. You see what I'm saying?
Bro, that would be some fucked up universal shit. Like, a dude spent his whole life just talking about Black Lives Matter and, you know.
And the ego just like, man, I'm going to be here forever because of you. So your journey is 10 times as long. So we just going to put you in. It probably wouldn't even put you in a white body. At that point, we're going to keep bringing you back as a black person. So you can keep having them same feelings. Right,
like, we're going to milk as much life energy out of this man as we can.
And that's why I tell people, knowledge is light. And when I say light, I mean actual light. Like sunlight is actual knowledge. If you look at the way the body recepts to actual light and how it uses it, we photosynthesize lights just like plants.
Humans really glow. You just really can't see it, but humans actually glow.
And so your body is using that as information. And that information can be used the same. That's how people get downloads. The reason why I said, like, when you can read certain stories and it connects with you is because it's tapping into your genetic memory bank. Everybody got, of course, a different genetic memory. Certain things resonate with other people. You might have read all the Egyptian mythos and not one thing matched with you. You read the same mythos in Celtic. You're like, oh, that man Kernabog was me. You know what I'm saying? Right. You start saying, oh, Kernan knows. Okay. Mm-hmm. RDO, okay. It might resonate with you because that's where your genetic memory bank lies. Maybe you was from people over there and that helps you resonate but get into the level you are at. You see what I'm saying? I've always known from the start Horus was what resonated with me. That's why I already had my name set off rip, because I knew that was someone that I could connect to. You know what I'm saying? Everybody call themselves. Think about it like this. All the people that Instagram name might just be like Horus. So if they all using the name Horus, that name is being, that energy is being spread by 5,000, 100,000 people.
For the streets.
You see what I'm saying? Same people, when people call themselves woke and all that, all this energy is being stretched in because, one, they have not reached out to you, homie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They have not reached out. They have not gave you a specific name. Some of them might give you names that's not even real. There's a whole book on false deities for a reason. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because it might just want you to, it might be a regular deity just trying to give you some energy. You see what I'm saying? There's even stories of the Egyptian moon god Khonshu being fake the whole time. You see what I'm saying? So at that point, it was probably another deity just saying, yeah, call me that. Call me Khonshu. I'm going to get up out of the moon, man. Just sit down. You know what I'm saying?
That's another thing. Like, sometimes I be thinking, all of this stuff that I believe it to be true could really all be wrong. And I feel like that's coming to that understanding also helps the ego a lot, bro. Because it's like, I'm not rooted concretely in my beliefs. Like, I believe what I believe in, but I'm not closed-minded to everything. Yeah, you know what
I'm saying? Into your study. Because what I tell people is you got to study. Your stuff going to always change. The more you research, the more you learn. Anyone that's still stagnant has not learned nothing, clearly.
Exactly.
You are impermanent and interdependent.
But the ego wants you to stay this way. You know what I'm saying? You still got people.
It wants you to think that. It wants you to think that everything you think you know
is
set in stone.
It's true, right?
I had to
make sure I said it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of parts to this.
Ego was like, hold on, trip him up.
Stop.
He getting too close.
I'm about to say, he's like, hold on to
something. But that's all to say that the ego humanity complex overall is, ego is humanity. They are symbiotic. There is no such thing as humanity. Everything that you say is a byproduct of humanity is a byproduct of egos around the world. People's egos are taking over and they letting it. Some people know this. Some people have learned to master their ego and utilize it as a tool. And they've used it to then mind control other people because they understand how it works. Your ego is not a bad thing either. It's a tool to be used. Mm-hmm. But you have to understand what its goal is. It's here to survive. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's why I tell people, if you're able, the biggest step towards this, if you really want to help yourself, stop looking at all this little super ego, sub ego. Man, fuck all that shit. That's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So you can start by just tell. I promise you can start by telling someone you're right. Next time you get in an argument, just tell them you're right and watch how everything changes.
You got to kill people with kindness.
Yeah.
So when somebody get mad at you, you're like, you know what? Let me give you a hug.
Yeah.
You need one.
I wouldn't even do that. I'm going to just tell you right. You can get in an argument about anything. And I could think you a whole twat. And I'm going to just be like, you know what? You're right, man. I was like, you know, maybe I really should. That's like someone saying, okay,
That speaks to growth.
That's like someone says, man, your shoes on tied. And I'm trying to debate. Like, I know that motherfucker on tied. Or like, or let's say I know it's tied. But he's like, no, bro, I promise you that junk on tied. I'm like, you know what? You're right, bro. Because then he ain't going to have no point to fight. He's going to be like, oh, all right then. Yeah. But if you sit there and fight with him about your shoe being untied, you just, one, you just as dumb as him. Especially, again, if you know, because if you argue, why would you argue if you're right? The whole process of debate is just having people who don't believe anything they say and go up there and say it to try to convince each other. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the whole point of the debate? Yeah, if you believe what you said, you wouldn't be arguing about it. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I ain't got the energy to argue with nobody.
No For example, when bad stuff happens in history, right? You never hear someone saying, but did, okay, think about like Pearl Harbor, right? That's a bad event. You don't hear no one saying, you know, shout out to condolences. This man just jumped off. But that's like, I had to think of a really bad event.
That's a bad event.
It's a terrible event. But at the same time, you never hear no one saying, but was it though? Because if someone's trying to debate with you about whether it's a bad event, means they have to, they're trying to convince themselves that it wasn't or was a bad event. It's a set, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's universally understood. But the ego is what has people. That's why the whole process of debates are even there, because they don't believe it. They don't believe what they're saying on either side. Because if, like I said, if you truly believe something, why are you arguing about it? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
We had a whole bunch of debate team people.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like if you see a car and you say it's red and someone say it's blue and y'all debating about it, but you know it's red, you could just say, yeah, you're right, bro.
Wait. You remember that one picture or that dress?
Was it white, gold, and white, something like that?
And you got people arguing about, man, you're crazy. You just like, man, you're right. And leave it there. Now the fight's over. Now the fight is over. Mm-hmm. But see, that also speaks to mind control, which will probably be our next episode of the season. But on that note, we're going to go ahead and wrap this episode out. I hope all of you all enjoy and listen to this episode and really catch the gems. And I feel like we really went off, you know what I'm saying? Season 3 premiere, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good premiere episode.
But on that note, we're going to close it out. And yes, the intro's still the same. Y'all know what the fuck going on.
Wait, it's the outro now.
Oh, you know what I meant.
Oh, my God. First day jitters. All right, bro. From men to kings.
And from kings to gods.
This has been Fresh Pharaoh Entertainment. Yeah, I stuttered up.
Bro, I thought you forgot.
That boy gonna come in king to...
I was like, bro, you got the easiest part, bro. Just say the name.
I ain't gonna lie, I thought Roger did it wrong. I was like, ain't it kings to men? He said men to kings. I was like, that don't sound right. I was like, it's kings to men. I was like, what the hell is you talking about? But peace, family. We appreciate for everybody that tunes in and continues to tune in. Y'all know, make sure to spread the word. We got a lot of big stuff coming. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to IG.
Shout out to IG for sure. Make sure y'all follow Fresh Fair Entertainment if you, you know, this late in the episode. We appreciate you for sticking around with all the foolishness. But we really hope you gain some knowledge that you can utilize for yourself along your journey. Mm-hmm. Peace.